Good morning, White Way Dharma friends. Recently, I attended our Kona Interfaith Dialogue Gathering. The Interfaith Dialogue, as we all know, is important because it enhances the spirit of our religious community and the connection. The interfaith dialogue is important because it gives all of us a chance to examine our own Buddhist faith. The interfaith dialogue is important because we must come to understand and perhaps even appreciate our religious differences, while recognizing that we are deeply related and dependent upon one another for survival. The interfaith dialogue is important because terms like peace and justice are meaningless slogans if we Buddhists do not commit ourselves to working with people of other faiths. We Buddhists speak of the Sangha, of the four directions, because the Sangha consists of all of the human beings on the earth, not just the Buddhist part of it. We understand our connection with all of mankind, Buddhist and non-Buddhist, are united by our shared commitment not only to peace and equality, but also to a necessity to assemble together and work together for the good. The interfaith and dialogue is important because all religious institutions need continuous renewal. As Buddhists, we must reform our Buddhism as soon as it forgets what it cared about. The traditional understanding of Buddhism has changed many times in the past. Although the experience of Buddhism is surely eternal, the form in which this experience is understood in any age is always bound by time. We must make sure all of the time that our Buddhism must help us to find spiritual fulfillment and connection in the here and now. The interfaith dialogue is important because religion declined, not because it was refuted, but because it became irrelevant when faith is completely replaced by creed, love by habit, when the crisis of today is ignored because of the splendor of the past, when religion speaks only in the name of authority rather than with a voice of compassion, its message becomes meaningless. Therefore, we Buddhists must become less concerned about our orthodox doctrines and more interested in spiritual disciplines. We must also start breaking down barriers between different religions and reform our institutional Buddhism right now. The interfaith dialogue is important because nowadays nobody thinks anymore that there is only one right answer, one right way of perceiving the world, and that one right worldview can be attained only through one's own faith. We all know that there are many faiths, many right answers, many world views, and with the people of all religions must meet more often and share our pluralistic wisdom with each other. Pluralistic Buddhist wisdom is not gained by knowing what is right, but by practicing what is right. Since wisdom is far more than mere information, we need more than brains. We need ears to listen creatively and hearts to feel. What we have understood in our heads must be experienced in our hearts and applied in our lives. We must first shed our prejudices and biases and genuinely embrace openness of mind and heart. Since listening is learning, loving, and knowing people, I should not be a critical listener who does not allow people to speak freely. Instead, I should be a creative listener, and I want the people to be themselves, good or bad. When people are talking and I'm quiet and listening, I can hear not only what they are saying, but what they are trying to say. Buddhism, to me, is our way of listening. The interfaith dialogue is important because we are now at the beginning of an era that will see a creative dialogue of civilization. Our challenging intellectual and spiritual task is to develop an awareness of our interdependence. One of the interfaith dialogue meetings participants said, I quote, "It does not matter what we are saying as long as we are talking to each other," end of quote. Continuing to talk to each other, we will become more fully aware of our dependencies, our responsibilities, and ourselves. There is no one way of understanding and practicing Buddhism, no one culture that has exclusive possession of Buddhist truth, no one person who is the embodiment of Buddhism. We understand that Buddhism is constantly manifesting itself everywhere and in everything and through everybody. We Buddhists have therefore power to make our life full, significant, and interesting. I am glad that I attended the interfaith meeting. Meetings such as that will be the path toward a hopeful future. We can change our community for the better as long as we keep on talking and listening to one another. It only requires imagination, courage, and faith, the qualities we all have. Namandabt, Namandabt, Namandabt.